Hey people, are you in the market for a very cool and unique pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and honestly, I wouldn't wear anything else. At Retrospects, they carry all the original stuff that was made between 1890 and 1980, that all the new stuff is inspired by today. They do reproductions of the original stuff. They do restoration. They do prescription. They do it all. In fact, one of the frames you see in the new movie Black Mass, worn by Johnny Depp, are from Retrospects. So you definitely need to check them out. Email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to receive 10% off your first purchase and free shipping for a limited time by mentioning this ad. You can also check out their website at www.retrospects.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I talk about what is the Tudor Black Bay 1, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and you're listening to my podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about a new watch that the Tudor Watch Company released for the Only Watch auction for 2015. What is Only Watch? Well, Only Watch is a biennial charity auction of unique timepieces created and donated by the finest watchmakers for research on Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And, it's an amazing, amazing charity for an amazing cause. And this year, the Tudor Black Bay 1, released by the Tudor Watch Company, is probably my favorite out of the all 44 participants. This watch, to me, sticks out. This is the first time Tudor has participated for this great cause. And keeping with Only Watch spirit, only one is this new model will be produced. A first for Tudor, which is, as a rule, produces neither limited editions or one-off pieces. So this is a really, really big deal for Tudor. For this unique piece, Tudor decided to reinterpret a piece from their heritage. The original piece is known as the Reference 7923. This was launched in the mid-50s in very small quantities. This was the company's only diver's watch to feature hand-wound mechanical movement and its baton-type hands. This new piece is known as the Tudor Black Bay 1. The new Tudor Black Bay 1 also has baton-style hands, has a black bezel, a shiny black dial. It has two layers of text. The text is in gilt writing, which is like original writing from that time period, and it's just outstanding. The depth rating is written on the dial in red. The hands are gold baton-style hands. The luminous hour markers have been patinaed to look old and vintage. You get all the chamfering that you did with the original Reference 7923. It's really as close to the original from the 50s as possible, but executed in a modern-day way. The original Reference 7923, produced in the 50s, was 37 millimeters in diameter. It was stainless steel. This unique one-off piece is 41 millimeters in case diameter, and it's also made in stainless steel. The Reference 7923 had luminescent painted directly onto the dial, whereas this new reinterpretation has laid and applied gold colored inserts. The new Black Bay 1 has a dome dial and crystal, which pays homage to the original 1950 design. Usually the crystal from that time period would be acrylic, but by maintaining and achieving this aesthetic with sapphire and having the dial domed, it makes for a very stunning visual for the wearer. The crown is prominent like the original, with no shoulders to protect it, keeping in line with the functionality and design of the original. The crown is mounted on an aluminum anodized tube, which is the same color as the bezel for that subtle touch of modern-day elegance. The bracelet is solid stainless steel with tube-type attachments, which is a technical nuance used to describe a final link which doesn't come into contact with the watch case. This is also a nod to the original 7923 Reference from the 50s, but executed with the latest technology available today. The original Reference 7923 from the 50s had a mechanical hand-wound movement, whereas the new Tudor Black Bay 1 has a self-winding automatic movement with 38-hour power reserve. Two additional yet unique straps are included: a dark brown age leather strap and a gray fabric strap. The bottom line is I want this watch, and I'm sad they're only producing one piece, but I understand it's for a great cause. And I hope they raise a lot of money for muscular dystrophy by auctioning off this one-of-a-kind, unique piece, the Tudor Black Bay 1. I really hope those of you out there who have, in your mind, put Tudor down or kind of negated Tudor completely as a brand, as a company. You know, I hope it really gives you some focus and some perspective of what a great company this is. And, you know, this is the first of many things. I mean, they've only been back in the U.S. for not even, you know, really, I mean, just about 2 years. And they've already come out with their own in-house movement. You know, this Baselworld 2015 in March, end of March, beginning of April. And those are starting to deliver now. That's just remarkable. And I really feel like this watch is going to pave the way for a lot of people who may have completely just discounted Tudor in their mind and, you know, wrote it off or whatever. It's a remarkable piece. I don't know if they'll ever make an iteration of this sometime in the future. I really hope they do, because right now they make the Tudor Black Bay Blue, the Tudor Black Bay Red. These were both absolute massive hits. You know, there have been rock stars for the brand. There have been icons for the brand. I have the Tudor Black Bay Red. That actually won the GBHG Award in 2013 for Revival Watch. In 2014, the Black Bay Blue was introduced into the market. Those are sort of iterations of this only watch that you see, but with snowflake hands, and they both look really vintage, but this one looks incredibly vintage. This only watch, this Tudor Black Bay one that, you know, we're talking about, where they only made one unique piece for this incredible charity, is as close as you're going to get to a modern day vintage watch, you know, that I've seen. And I really hope they make it in the black bezel and the black dial and the gold treatments around the indices, some variation. They can't make it exactly because this is a unique piece, but how great would it be if they would make that, in a, even if it's a limited edition, even if there's a premium on it, I don't care. I want one. I'm going to throw links down below to the article that I wrote on the Tudor Black Bay 1 so you can see pictures of it and see how much it resembles the original from the 1950s. I'll also throw down links to a podcast that I did of my review of the regular Tudor Black Bay and how amazing that is and how happy I've been with it. Ideally, I mean, I have a Tudor Black Bay Red. I would love to get the Tudor Black Bay Blue. And if they ever, in the next 5 years, make a Tudor Black Bay with a black bezel and a black dial like that in a vintage sort of way, I think those three would be great. You know, they would be amazing to all wear. The NATO straps are incredibly comfortable. I mean, I was so dismissive of the NATO strap being, you know, hand woven nylon. They make, I think, the best one in the market. For years, I was against it because I thought it looked cheap. This strap is incredibly made. It's hand woven, it has incredible hardware, beautifully designed, amazing functionality. The watch, it does not, it sits perfectly on your wrist with a NATO strap on. They've really, really thought about the engineering behind the strap and the way it fits on the wrist. I don't think anyone makes a better strap. So, you know, definitely look at my review of the Tudor Black Bay, you know, the current one. You know, for under $4,000, I think it's the best valued watch on the planet. $3,425 on a bracelet, and it comes with the NATO strap. $3,100 on the leather distress strap, and it also comes with a NATO strap if you buy that as well. I really hope they make this Tudor Black Bay 1 in some sort of variation, because I think, you know, those people who want a Rolex and who are afraid to dip their toe, or who just want a great well-made watch and don't want to break the bank. You know, black is always classic, and that combination is a classic tool watch look that, you know, has been around really since the 50s. And I think that Tudor and Rolex, they're, you know, one and the same in a way, even though they're completely different, unique. They operate different and unique. They're made in the same factories. The quality and the design and the craftsmanship is there. Take a very, very close look at it. If you have any questions, you can certainly email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. Please visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Check out my videos, my wrist shots, my podcasts. Sign up for my newsletter. It's a great way of staying informed. If you want to check me out all over the world, you know, definitely look at my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dave Honda. Don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. If you want the best sunglasses in the world, definitely go to www.retrospects.com. You can receive 10% off your first purchase and free shipping for a limited time anywhere in the U.S. as long as you mention this podcast and email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.